Yiraisa.
Today's Amud is Yuma Lametesima Beis. We're holding five lines from the top on Lametesima Beis. So says the Gemara, Tan Rabbanan, Aisa Shana Shemes Ba Shimon HaTzadik, that year that Shimon HaTzadik was Nifter, we said he was one of the Kehanim Gedolim in the second Beis HaMikdash, and that during his time, so things were very good. So that year that Shimon HaTzadik was Nifter, Amar Lahem, he said to the other Kehanim, he said to everyone there, he said about the Bashana Zu, who mace, he said about himself that on that year, he's gonna die, referring to himself, a euphemism for himself, he said about himself that he's gonna die that year. So Amrulai, so they said to him, Minayin Atei Idea, they said to him, how do you know? So Amar Lahem, he said to them, because Bechol Yom HaKippurim, Hayim Mizdam in Lizakin Echad, Lavish Levanim, Va'atof Levanim. Every year, when I go into the Kodesh HaKadosh on Yom Kippur, so there I have with me Zakin Echad, someone who looks like a Zakin, an old man, who's wearing white and he's completely dressed in white, and Nichnas Imi V'yatza Imi, he goes in with me into the Kodesh HaKadosh and he leaves with me. However, Vahayayim, on this day, on this Yom Kippur, on the last Yom Kippur of his life, Shimon HaTzadik said that today, Nizdabin li Zakin Echad Lava Shechayrim Va'atav Shechayrim. This year I had a Zakin with me, an older man, someone who looked like an older man, but this time he was wearing all black, Nichnas Imi V'lo Yatzimi, and he went in with me and he didn't come out with me. So I saw that that's a simon that I'm not going to make it through this year. And Taka says the Gemara that Achra Regel, after Yom Kippur was over, or after the regal, after Sukkot was over, Chol Shivas Yamim, he was sick for 7 days, Umeis, and then he died. V'nimnu Echav HaKeihanim Ilvarech B'Shem. And then from then onwards, so the other Keihanim, even though it used to be the practice to say Birchas Keihanim using the Shem HaMafirsh, they felt like they weren't Roy anymore after Shimon HaTzadik was Nifter, and they stopped using the name. Which is why it's Mekubal from our Gemara, it says that 7 days after Sukkot, that's when Shimon HaTzadik was Nifter, that's why it's generally assumed that Chaf Tes Tishrei is the yard site of Shimon HaTzadik, because Chaf Beis Tishrei is when Sukkot ends, 7 days later is Chaf Tes Tishrei. I saw on the Sefer Divrei Yaakov, Rav Yaakov Addis, he writes that Shimon HaTzadik is the only Tana that we have in the entire Shas that the Gemara tells us when he was Nifter. Something to keep in mind as you go through Shas. Says the Gemara by the Tan Rabbanon, Arbaim Shana Kaidim Charban HaBayis, the last 40 years of the Charban HaBayis, before the Charban HaBayis of the second base of Mikdash, so they were dark times. And Lo Hayu Gairu Ali B'Amen, during that entire 40 year period, the Gairu of Yom Kippur, of the Seirim, never landed, the one that said Lashem, never wound it up in the right hand of the Kohen Gadol, which we said it's a good sign when it ends up in the right hand of the Kohen Gadol. During those last 40 years, it never went into the Kohen Gadol's right hand. And another thing that happened is that the Lashon Sel Zahiris, the red string that they tied as a simon, that Klai Sel Zahiris were, that the Klai Sel got a kapara, it never turned white. And the Nir Maravi never stayed lit. And the doors of the Heichal opened up by themselves, inviting the enemies in to go and destroy it. And so Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, who lived during that time period, he screamed at the Dalsis a Heichal, and he said, Amar Lai Heichal Heichal. He said, Heichal Heichal. Why are you scaring yourself? Meaning, why are you doing this? I know anyways, I know already that you're going to be destroyed. Zechariah ben Adai already had a nevuah about this whole thing, about the doors opening and you being destroyed. As the Pasuk says, that the Beis HaMikdash is going to open up its doors, and it's going to get destroyed by a fire. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak ben Tavlai, so we see that this pasuk referred to the Beis HaMikdash with the Lashon with the word Levanoin. Psach Levanoin de Lasecha. So Amar Rabbi Yitzchak ben Tavlai, Lama Nikra Shemay Levanoin, why is the Beis HaMikdash called with this word Levanoin? Says the Gemara, says Rabbi Yitzchak, Shemal ben Avnei Sehen Shal Yisrael. The Beis HaMikdash has a nickname Levanoin because it's Mamalvin the Avnei of Klal Yisrael. Through Klal Yisrael bringing Karbanais, so it makes white the Averis of Klal Yisrael, meaning it gives us Kapara. Amar Rav Zutra Bar Tovio, Lama Nikra Shema Ya'ar. Why is the Beis HaMikdash also called a Ya'ar, a forest? Dechsev, where do we know that it's called a Ya'ar? Dechsev, as the Pasuk says, Beis Ya'ar HaLevanoin. So we see that Pasuk is referring to the Beis HaMikdash and it calls it a Ya'ar. Why is the Beis HaMikdash referred to as a yar? Well, it's coming to teach you that my yar melavlev, just like a yar, it blossoms, a forest blossoms, af Beis HaMikdash melavlev. So too, the Beis HaMikdash blossomed. What does that mean? Like we had earlier on Chaf Aleph from a Beis, the Amr Rabbi Yishaya said that Beshah Shebana Shlomo Beis HaMikdash, when Shlomo Melch built the Beis HaMikdash, So nata by kol minei megadim shalzav. So he planted golden fruit trees. Vahayu maitzien peiros bizmanein, and he used to produce fruits during their time, meaning at the same time as all the other trees were producing fruits. So this tree would produce golden fruits. Vekaven shaharuach min hasheves, and once the wind would blow against these fruit, against the trees. So you nitrim peirosay, and so the fruit would drop. Shenem, as the pasuk says, yirash kalavana imperioi. That David HaMelech davened for Shlomo HaMelech, for his son, and he said that he should have lots of fruits like in the Beis HaMikdash. So you see that the Beis HaMikdash had these fruit trees. Now from these fruits, says the Gemara, Haisa Parnasa LeKuhuna. So the Kehanim, they got their Parnasa, they would sell the fruits and make money off of it. Rav Liasha points out that even though a person's not supposed to be Nene from an ace, we'll learn when we get to Maseches Tainis, you're not supposed to benefit from an ace, over here, Shlomo HaMelech Dafka planted the fruit tree so that the Kehanim should have the fruits to sell and make Parnasa. So therefore it wasn't a problem of benefiting from the nace since the whole thing was done for that very purpose. So that's what they did. However, once the Avdei Kochavim came into the Beis HaMikdash to destroy it, so Yavshu, these trees, they dried out. Shnemar, as the Pasuk says, Uferach Levanon Umlal, that the Ferach Levanon, these trees, that the Umlal, that they became destroyed, they dried out. But also that Kadosh Baruch Hu Lachzir Lanu. However, in the future, so Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to, when he returns to the Beis HaMikdash, he's going to return these trees as well. Shnemar, as the Pasuk says, Parayach Tifrach Vesagil Af Gilas Varanin Kvayt Alvanon Nitein Lanu, that the Yeshayah, the Nevuah, that the Kavod of Beis HaMikdash is going to be restored when these trees start to blossom again. Says the Gemara, we said in the Mishnah that Nisan and Ashnei Asirim, that he puts the lots on the two Seirim, and then when he puts the one that says Lashem on the Seir that goes Lashem, so he calls out Lashem or Lashem Chatos. Says the Gemara, Tan Rabbanon, Eser Pa'amim Masker Kohen Gadol Sashem Bo Bayayim, that there's 10 times that the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur says the Shem HaMefarish. There's Gimel B'Vidui Rishon, there's 3 times throughout his first Vidui that he says on his par, when he says Vidui for himself and his wife. V'shleisha b'vidui sheni. Then he's going to do vidui a second time on this parah, which I don't believe we discussed yet. So by that vidui, he says Shema Mefarsh 3 times during that vidui. V'shleisha b'sira mishtaleach. There's also 3 times when he says vidui on the sira mishtaleach, which we didn't get to yet. So there also he says the Shema Mefarsh 3 times. V'echad b'gairoleis. And then there's 1 time during the gairol, this is what we just discussed, that when he puts the lot that says on it, Lashem, on the sira, he says Lashem, he says the Shema Mefarsh. So that's the 10th time that the Kohen Gadol says the Shema Mefarsh on Yom Kippur. Now when the Kohen Gadol would say the Shema Mefarish, so his name was heard all the way in Yerichai. All the way in Yerichai already, they were able to hear the Shema Mefarish. Amar Rabba bar Barchana, that Yerushalayim liYerichai, if you want to know how far it is, from Yerushalayim to Yerichai is Asara Parsais, is 10 Parsais. That's how far it is to Yerichai. Vitzir Dalsis Ahecha, another magnificent thing that happened during this time period of the Beis HaMikdash, things that were felt and heard from far away, is that Vitzir Dalsis Ahecha, the creaking sound of the hinges of the doors of the Heichal, they were Nishma B'Shmeina Tuchumei Shabbos. They were heard 8 Chumei Shabbos away from Yerushalayim, which is 2 Parsois. And another thing is that Izim Shabi Yerichai, the goats in Yerichai, Hayimis Atchois Mireach HaKatayris, they would sneeze from smelling the Katayris. The smell of the Katayris, which was done in the Beis HaMikdash, was burnt in the Beis HaMikdash, so from the Katayris all the way in Yerichai, 10 Parsois away, the goats would sneeze. And furthermore, Nashim Shabi Yerichai, Einan Srichos Lizbaste Mireach Ketayres. The women who lived in Yerichai, they didn't even need to put on any perfume because they already smelled good from the Ketayres, which Taisus points out, we had in Psachim, that you're not allowed to dafka go, even though Kol Ma'avarech ain't by Mishim Me'ilah, there's no Me'ilah to smell, but it's still Aser to do so. Even though it's not Me'ilah, it's still Aser. Taisus says that that's only an Isser if they purposely make themselves go closer in order to smell it. But over here, that's not what they did. They just naturally smelled good from the Ketayres. So the Nashim and Yericha, they didn't have to put on any perfume because they naturally smelled good from the Ketayres. And Kala Shebi Yerushalayim, a Kala, which a Kala normally puts on even more makeup, more perfume, but Shebi Yerushalayim, so she in Yericha, she had to put on some perfume to have this extra scent. But Kala Shebi Yerushalayim, a Kala who lived in Yerushalayim, which was obviously much closer to the Beis HaMikdash, so even though Kalas have more perfume, Einet Zricha Liskashe Mireach Ketayres. She didn't need to put on any perfume because she was close enough that the Ketayres gave her a good enough smell that she didn't need anything extra. Says the Gemara Vayter, I'm a Revi. or the Girsa in Maseches Tamim when this comes up is Amar Eliezer ben Diglai, that Izim hayu la'aba bahari michmar, that my father had Izim, had goats in Hari Michmar, vahi misatres mirecha ketayres, and they used to sneeze from smelling the ketayres. Amar Evchia bar Avin, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, sachli zakin echad, as a certain old man once told me, that pam achas halachti l'shilai, that one time the zakin told me that he went to Shilai, which is where the Mishkan was, vahirachti reach ketayres mi ben kaisaleha, and I was able to smell in the walls of Shilai, you're able to smell, even though it's so long after the Charban of Shilai, you're able to smell the smell of the Keteris in the walls of Shilai. That's what the Zakin told me. Well, Bezrus Hashem will continue from here in the next year.